And that was The Groove Crew featuring Nick Daniels III from Dumpsta Funk. And that's from the new CD, Run to Daylight, we heard in The Groove Zone. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects, starting with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. Today being the 12th of June. Birthday for, let's see, Chick Corea, born 1941 in Chelsea, Massachusetts, I guess. Rockabilly legend Charlie Feathers, born 1932 in Sladen, Mississippi. And Kenny Wayne Shepherd, born 1977 in Shreveport, Louisiana. And today marks the passing of slide guitar great J.B. Hutto back in 1983 at the age of 54. Moving to the 13th, birthday for Doc Cheatham, trumpeter, born 1905 in Nashville, Tennessee. Lafayette Thing Thomas, born 1928 down in Shreveport, Louisiana as well. Barrence Whitfield, born 1955 in Jacksonville, Florida. They did a very impressive show. I remember seeing them here at the Jazz Fest some years back. And the 13th marks the passing of John Campbell back in 1993, also an impressive performer that we caught here in one of the blues festivals, Blues 91 or 92. He passed in 1993. He was only 41 years old when he died of heart failure in his sleep at his home in New York City. Also passed on the 13th, Benny Goodman passed in 1986. He was 77 years old. Clyde McFadder of the Drifters as well passed in 1972 at the age of 39. Died of complications of heart, liver, and kidney disease brought on by alcohol abuse. His tune Money Honey from 1953 was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. Moving to the 14th, birthday for bass player Marcus Miller, born 1959 in New York City. Junior Walker, born 1931 in Blytheville, Arkansas. And the 14th marks the passing of guitar great Rory Gallagher back in 1995 at the age of 47. Also died on that day, Mr. Blues, Wynonie Harris, passed in 1969. He was 54 years old when he died of esophageal cancer. Let's see, moving to the 15th, birthday for pianist Errol Garner, born 1921 in Pittsburgh. Waylon Jennings, born 1937 in Littlefield, Texas. David Rose, the composer, he wrote that tune, The Stripper. I'm sure if you heard it, you'd remember it. Born 1910 in London, in the UK. And the 15th marks the passing of Grace Brim, John Brim's wife, and played drums with him as well. Passed in 1999 in Gary, Indiana at the age of 75. Ella Fitzgerald passed in 1996 at the age of 79. Mighty Sam McLean passed in 2015. He was 72 years old. Jazz guitar great, legend really, Wes Montgomery passed in 1968. He was 45 years old when he died of a heart attack. And Matt Guitar Murphy passed away just back in 2018. He was 88 years old when a heart attack claimed him as well. Let's see, moving to the 16th birthday for Steve Dawson. Out of the West Coast, of course, in Canada here, but makes his home down Nashville these days with his Black Hand Studio and also his podcast, Music Makers and Soul Shakers. Born 1972 in Vancouver. Lamont Dozier, born 1941 down in Detroit, Michigan. Let's see, vocalist Nolan Struck, born 1940 in Doosan, Louisiana. And the 16th marks the passing of, great musician Lonnie Johnson. Passed in 1970. He was 71 years old. He died in Toronto, as a matter of fact. Also died on that day, Don Roby, the owner of Duke and Peacock record labels. Passed in 1975. He was 71 years old. Screaming Lord Sutch passed in 1999 at the age of 58. And Chick Webb passed in 1939. He was 30 years old when he died of pot disease, which is a tuberculosis of the spine. Moving to the 17th, birthday for Cliff Gallup, played guitar with Gene Vincent, born 1930. Bassman Chuck Rainey, born 1940 in Youngstown, Ohio. Jimmy Cheatham played trombone with Jeannie Cheatham. We're going to be hearing from their band in just a little bit. Born 1924 in Birmingham, Alabama. Violinist Sugarcane Harris, born 1938 in Pasadena, California. The 18th is also a birthday for Sir Paul McCartney, born 1942 in Liverpool. And the 18th marks the passing of Clarence Clemons from the E Street Band, born passed in 2011. He was 69 years old. Guitarist Archie Edwards passed in 1998 at the age of 79. And Muddy Waters alumnus Luther Tucker passed in 1993 at the age of 57. Other events from this day, let's see, on the 12th of June, 1959, Chess Records released Chuck Berry's Chuck Berry on Top and Bo Diddley's Go, Go, Bo Diddley. On the 13th of June, 1969, Soul Bowl 69 began at the Houston Astrodome, and the performers at this event included Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, Sam and Dave, and the Staple Singers. It was the 14th of June, 1923. Bessie Smith, accompanied by Fletcher Henderson on the piano, recorded Bleeding Heart Blues, Lady Luck Blues, and Yodeling Blues. That was done for Columbia Records in New York City. And also the 14th of June, 1939, a variety special cited the Ethel Waters Show appeared on NBC, and it was the first time that an African-American appeared on television, and commercial television broadcast debuted that year at the 1939 World's Fair in New York. 15th of June, 1923, Bessie Smith recorded Midnight Blues in New York for Columbia Records. Let's see, in 1929, on the 15th of June, Lonnie Johnson and Eddie Lang recorded Bullfrog Moan. We're going to be hearing that in just a little bit. We'll also hear from 1939, Lily Mae Kirkman's recording of He's Just My Size. That was recorded on the 15th of June, 1939. And in 1968, Aretha Franklin's Think reached number one on the R&B charts and stayed there for 3 weeks. You might remember seeing them perform that tune in the Blues Brothers movie. Let's see, 16th of June, 1931, Duke Ellington recorded Limehouse Blues and Echoes of the Jungle. And that was done in Camden, New Jersey for Brunswick Records. In 1933, on the 16th of June, Clarence Williams Jug Band recorded Mississippi Basin. Did that in New York City for Vocalion. In 1940, Fats Waller and his Rhythm accompanied the original E-flat Blues. And they also, that was done for New York, in New York City for the Victor Records label. In 1956, on the 16th of June, Bill Doggett recorded his famous Honky Tonk. And 17th of June, 1957, Youngblood by the Coasters peaked at number 8 on the pop singles charts. It was in 1966, on the 16th of June, that Peter Green joined John Mayall's Blues Breakers. I don't know who kept the record of the exact dates of that. I find some of these things sometimes a little bit suspect, you know. 18th of June, 1966, Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave began its week-long stay at the top of the R&B charts. We're going to commemorate some of these events with some music, but let's see, why don't we go back in time to 1938, on this very day, the 12th of June, and the Night Owls are in the recording studio, and they recorded Memphis Blues. So here we are, we're now in Dallas in the recording studios for the Vocalion label, and here are the Night Owls with Memphis Blues.
Down to Memphis town, where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime, I had the grandest time. Well, I went out a-dancing with the Tennessee Deer. Had a fellow there called Handy with the band you should hear. While all the white folks wait, all the darkies played real harmony. Oh, I never will forget a tune they call the Memphis Blues. They had a fiddler there who always thickens his hair, and folks, he sure does pull some bow. And when that big bassoon seconds to the trombone's croon, it moans just like a sinner on revival day. That melancholy strain, that ever haunting refrain, is like a darky sorrowful song. Here comes a spot that wraps a spell around your heart. Oh, it makes me wild to hear that loving tune again. ¶¶
That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a darkie's sorrowful song. Here comes a spot that wraps a spell around your heart. Oh, it sets me wild to hear that loving tune again, those Memphis blues.
Thank you. I taken him home with me to bake my cakes and pies. He is a kitchen mechanic and he make my biscuits rise. He is a kitchen mechanic and he makes my biscuit rise. He used the best baking powder and his biscuits just my size. That man makes my bread rise late hours of the night. That man makes my bread rise way late hours of the night. The kind of bread he serves me, I swear, is out of sight. People, people, I found my type of man at last. People, I found my type of man at last. And he's just my size, and he ain't too doggone fast. He don't run around with women, he don't ride in taxi cabs.
Suoni Peralpopolo is back, and in real life for its 22nd edition. All the sights, sounds, and sensations of live music. After 2 years of online adaptation, Suoni is filling up the month of June with liberated music of all genres. Over 45 events and 90 participating artists performing indoors, outdoors, streamed for maximum accessibility. Record and book launches, workshops, a puppet show, a satellite Suoni happening in Wakefield, Quebec, of all places, and, of course, much more. For all the goodies, check out suoniperalpopolo.org. Masks will, of course, be required. For your audio program guide, tune into the Montreal Sessions, Tuesday, May 24th, May 31st, and June 7 and 14th, from 3 till 5 p.m., the Suoni crew hosts will be serving up highlights of what to expect at this year's festival. This is, of course, a CKUT co-presentation.
Hey, this is Reverend Freechild, and you're listening to Cha 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 in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3.
Just as far as well, don't get you, well, the boogie will. Thank you.
Now Cara Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Cara Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milot in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Cara Patties, the champions of Montreal.
This is Angel Forrest, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
And a hurricane, the sky filled with fire and rain. She caught around me like the queen of snakes, squeezed me till I thought my spine would break. She wrote me 19 floors, shimmied right to the ledge. She had a we'll be right back.
dust on my needle. My lady only wants CDs. Can't get no play, I tend to cook her away. I like the vinyl, she like the disc. We had a hell of a fight. I never thought it would come to this, but something just ain't right. Now I got dust on my needle. How could this happen to me? Dust on my needle. My lady only wants CDs. Can't get no play, I tend to cook her away. She took a look through my collection, cruised through my 33s. She came away from all directions and said, "Baby, where's your CDs?" Now I got dust on my needle, how could this happen to me? Dust on my needle, my lady only wants CDs. Can't get no play, I tend to cook her away. The apple of my eye. But then she came more irate and said, "I don't dig all this jive." And I got dust on my needle. How could this happen to me? Dust on my needle. My lady only wants CDs. Can't get no play, I tend to cook her away. Now I got dust on my needle. What am I gonna do? Dust on my needle. Dust on my knee dust, dust on my knee dust, dust on my knee dust, dust on my knee. Can't get no play, I tend to throw away. I got dust on my knee, how could this happen to me? Dust on my knee, my lady only wants to see dance. Can't get no play,
And that was Barrence Whitfield and the Savages from their CD Let's Lose It from 1990, and that was Dust on My Needle. I remember seeing them do that at the Jazz Fest, and they played it exactly like that. It makes it sound like the record's skipping, but it's just them playing. John Campbell before that, and from his album One Believer, we heard Voodoo Edge. I remember seeing him also performing the eulogy for Johnny Shines, and he did Dark Was the Night, and it was just completely mesmerizing. Before that, we heard from Wes Montgomery, a great blues track called Missile Blues from a CD and just simply entitled Wes Montgomery from 1959. Jeannie and Jimmy Cheatham and the Sweet Baby Blues Band from their CD Blues and the Boogie Masters. We heard the title track to that CD. Lafayette Thing Thomas before that from 1952. We heard Sam's Drag. Grace Brim from a great Apollo Records compilation, Chicago Blues of the 1950s. We heard Hospitality Blues from 1951. Lily Mae Kirkman from 1939. We heard He's Just My Size. We heard Eddie Lang and Lonnie Johnson performing the Bullfrog Moan from 1929. Bessie Smith from 1923. We heard Bleeding Heart Blues. And we heard the Night Owls from 1938 and recorded this day back then. That was Memphis Blues. Let me take a moment to remind you that the Montreal Blues Society is holding the Quebec to Memphis contest again this August. It's going to determine which acts are going to represent the society and Quebec in the solo duo category in Memphis this year, or actually in 2023. Blues acts sponsored by blues societies from around the world vie for the top spot at the largest gathering of blues musicians in the world. It's going to be the 8th edition of Quebec to Memphis, hosted by Montreal Blues Society. And Quebec acts have done pretty well over the years in Memphis, with semi-final appearances by Michael Jerome Brown, Don and Paul, that's Don Tyler Watson and Paul Delaurier, and the Justin Saladino Band. And the past editions have been also, we had a second A second place finish for Paul Delorier Band in 2016. First place finish for Don Tyler Watson with the Ben Racine Band in 2017. And Angel Forrest was on stage with the eight finalists in 2018. So just want to remind you of that. The registration period is going to end June the 30th at midnight. So head on over to bluesmontreal.com and look up that info. I'll be posting that list as well coming up when I post all of these events. That's probably already up there by now, actually. Let's see what else is going on around town. Well, coming up tomorrow, Monday, Dan Livingston's going to be bringing his blues over to the Bar de Courcelles at 4685 Notre Dame, the corner of Notre Dame and de Courcelles. Coming up on Friday, they have a big evening. Two different groups at La Petite Marche at 5035 St. Denis Street. You got the Park Benchers who do some rock, folk, and country, and you got the Rocket 56 doing some rockabilly, surf, jump blues. Let's see, also on Friday, the 80s Suck, a tribute to the music of the 80s at the Wheel Club at 3373 Cavendish. Also on Friday coming up, if you head out the east, you have Les Vendredi Blues. With this is going to be Brian Tyler on in the duo form with the guitarist Christian Martin. It's a super spectacle that'll run you $60, and it's at the La Ripaille at 358 Notre Dame in Repentigny. Also on Friday, well, this is happening Friday and Saturday at the Théâtre Plaza at 6505. It's a big swing, well, swing, rockabilly, all kinds of swing dance nights. And all of the main swing dance schools are getting together, Jive Studio, Swing Connection, Studio 88. Get together for this big event and in the Théâtre Plaza. At, we've been there before for the Lee Blues Awards. Beautiful place. On Saturday, you can get an afternoon show. A couple of events, a couple of free things going on Saturday. Philly and the Flops at the Festival de Piccola at the Parc de Petite Italie at Saint-Laurent-Saint-Zotique. And in the evening, that's at 2 o'clock, and if you head downtown at 6 o'clock, you'll have M-Day Blues Manding as part of the Franco Folies, Franco de Montréal. And that's right in the outdoor scenes right downtown. Also on Saturday, the Bednard Lakes plus Cola plus the Blessed at the Sala Rosa at 4848 Boulevard Saint-Laurent. And Rock and Roll Night with the Rocket 88 set, Billy Buck at 3135 Rue Masson. On the bar scene, let's see, of course, it is Sunday night, so it's La Messe Jojo over at Bistro Jojo. Tomorrow, they'll have Mick Martel in, and Tuesday, Alec McKelkren. Wednesday, Marfecto. Thursday, Freddie Freedom does the 59, followed by Joe Hell. Friday is Joe Hell doing the 59, followed by Dwayne Dixon. Saturday is Wang Dang Doodle. And then Sunday is Joe Hell does the 59, followed by La Messe Jojo. Let's see, I didn't come up with any blues at Upstairs this week, but plenty of jazz. You know, they got jazz every night, so you can head on down there anyway, 1254 Mackay Street. Brutopia, let's see, it's open mic night tonight, so they have trivia on Monday. Thursday, they have Steve Creep and Scott Mitchell. Friday, Paolo Sante is going to be in there, so you can go out and catch him as well. Saturday, the Wicker Men, and Sunday, again, back to open mic. And it being Sunday night, of course, over at the Barfly at 4062 A Saint Laurent, it is their traditional bluegrass night hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Modavi at Saint Laurent and Saint Paul, they have some blues there on Tuesdays, Wednesdays with Dwayne Dixon, also on Sundays. And then Graham Chambers will be in Friday and or Saturday to bring you some more blues in there as well. Mariposa, let's see, they have the open mic night coming up on Thursday, of course. Poza Blue doing an acoustic thing on Friday. And Saturday, Paul McCartney tribute with Max Como and Malik Roshan on piano. Diaz Ones this week, Kim Richardson's back in town, so I guess she's going to be, she's back on stage with her trio. They are at 4115 A Saint Denis Street, down in the basement, between Duluth and Rachel. The Aquarian Cafe Bar at 2923 Masson this week has Pat Loisel in for some blues on this night. Let's see. Smoke Meat Pete, you can check his Facebook page. He put up a graphic, and I didn't have time to retype it, so I'm not retyping all that graphic. But he's got his listing up there, and he's got, of course, his classic car night and bike night at the beginning of the week. So go and check that. Smoke Meat Pete, 283 First Premier Avenue in Il Perro. House of Jazz this week has Derek Falls in on Sunday, the 16th, followed by, let's see, is that the right date? I don't know about that. I think it's the wrong time. It's not going to be the 16th Saturday. I think that's on Thursday. Okay, that's Thursday is Derek Falls, and then on Saturday, Michelle Sweeney is in. There are some dance evenings, some other ones besides the one I just mentioned as well. It's Les Dimanches Rock and Roll at L'Île Noire at 1649 Saint-Denis Street, just a couple of doors away from the bistro. Tuesdays have Swingin' Tuesdays with Studio 88 at Chez Ernest at 6596 Rue Saint-Cybert. Les Mardis Rock and Roll with DJ Tony B. Good takes place at Les Enfants de Rock at 1550 Avenue Mont-Royal. And Jive Studio will give you a few dance steps in that one. And on Thursdays, you have the Stardust Soiree at Chez Ernest with Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers. They kick things off at 7 o'clock, and this week at 10 o'clock, Pat Loisel will be joining the fray, for bringing his own blues and swing to that evening. Let's talk about some open mic nights. We got Sundays, Brutopia, so 1219 Crescent Street, and Bar de Corcel has open mic as well, 4685 Notre Dame West. Billy Buck also open mic on Sundays from 5 till 11. They're at 3135 Masson. On Tuesdays, you have Barfly has their open mic night, and you get in there and put your name on the list if you want to get up and play, 4062 A Saint Laurent, and that's at from 9:30 on. Wednesdays, you have Duffy's at 1060 Heron Road in Dorval, and this week, look who's back in town. Cliff Stevens is back. He just hosted the launch of his CD on Friday. And he'll be hosting a jam there. So if you want to get up on stage and jam with Cliff, he'll be welcoming you there at Duffy's. Also Wednesday, Le Mercredi Open Mic Night, animé par Kevin Sanson at L'Orbit at 406 Notre Dame East. And the Barbière Open Mic at the Brasserie de la Barbière at 2137 Rosemont. So it also kicks off around 8 o'clock on Wednesdays as well. Thursday, so we have the Mariposa open mic. I already mentioned that one to you earlier at 5434 Côte Saint-Luc Road. Get your name in there by 6 o'clock because they draw for names at 625. Mayfair Tavern has their mic night as well, the open mic night on Thursday, so 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois. Let's see, there's the monthly jam at the Wheel Club hosted by Leo Laporte. That takes place this week as well, this Thursday. Is coming up. That's at 3373 Cavendish. It kicks off at 8 o'clock. I guess you probably got to sign up for that one as well. The Atlantic Pub and Eatery at 36 McDougall Street East in Alexandria, Ontario also has an open mic if you want to do a little drive and you get out and do a little playing. And, of course, Friday night has the Blues Jam at the Brasserie L'Unique at 805 Boulevard de Carry. And the Silver City Blues Band will be hosting the jam this coming Friday. Over the next few weeks, they have Mike Trudell and Midnight Breeze and Rick Dopera Band hosting jams as well. Also on Friday, Phoenix Friday Night Jams at the Restaurant Basile at 72 St. Anne Street in St. Anne de Bellevue. And on Saturdays, the Mayfair Tavern again has an open mic night. They are at 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois in Pointe Claire. Let's see, I think that's about it for me for this week. So I'm going to leave you here with a taste of Paolo Stante. You can catch him at Brutopia this week, and here he is from his CD, At It Again. Here's Paolo Stante and No Name Working Band. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night. We'll be right back.
resistance.
What's up? This is Saul Williams chilling here in Montreal, here on CKUT. Peace.
We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war.
Hey, you're listening to Ill Groove Garden.
Take a breath in.
Take a breath in.
90.3 FM.
And get ready to release ready your to stress, release stress in the Ill Groove Garden. One, two, one, two. Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital ZIP, Steven Ziplock Hennessy, beaming in for my brothers DJ Blast and Mystical Flex. We make up the Ill Groove Garden crew, and we do this to you each and every Sunday night right here on 90.3 FM. To mark the calendar date, it is June the 12th, 2022, and we have tons of events and things to do for the summer. So next weekend, it is Grand Prix weekend in Montreal, so you know it's going to be super live. Plus, we got the Bouse